For a moment, it's more strict over here. In other words, really, the svari of the rabbanim were only making for her mishum igun. In iguna, we don't want to let an isha remain unmarried, so we gave certain kulas to her. We believe that again to the din iguna, she doesn't have to stay unmarried. For enachnami, again to mumnis for nachla, we don't believe her. Sheina achim nichnosim nachla pia. The brothers can't yashin because of her. So Rashi learns the minhag Sheina achim nichnosim nachla pia. The rachmona mapishnai made him. The guy benisuyin dido who the akilu rabbanim mishemiguna. The gave to a nachla yerusha to din mumnis enachnami. The other Torah says mapishnai made him. You have to have two edim. That's why we don't believe her. What's nageh to mumnis? To take a ksuba, to take a yerusha, we don't believe her. For it's nageh to her. That she could get married, that's a svar mishum iguna, akilu barabonin. The rabbonin don't want to see an isha stay unmarried. Alright, turn over. What? Is Amulem Beishama Beishama said, no, ksuba is different. Fahaloi, misaifa ksuba nilmud. Let's learn from the way it says in the ksuba itself. What does it say when you write your wife a ksuba? What does it say inside the ksuba? It says there, Shukaisav law, Shim Tinosi Liyachar, it's written in the Ksuba, that if at any time you get married to somebody else, Titli Masha Kosav Lachi, you have a right to collect what I wrote to you. So the kids, even though she maybe is not named for Nachla, for Yerusha, but for Ksuba, Beshami says, Hamad, she has to be believed. That's what it says in the Ksuba. In the Ksuba it's written, the husband wrote her, that if at any time you have a right to get married, so mainly you have a right to collect the Ksuba also. And then Achami Beisilu also was chayza agreed, retracted, and he agrees now to Beishamai that the ksuba she does collect. She has a right to collect the ksuba. The Maya said that's the Tanai ksuba, that any time she has a right to get married, she has a right to collect the ksuba. Because Amar Rav Chizav said like this: Nisiyavma Yevama Yevama Nichnas Lanachla Apia. We had before in a case that she says the husband died. And there's no children, and there's a brother alive, so we're mata the brother to make yibum. The brother that's alive now could be miyabima. When the brother is miyabima, the brother now takes over the nachla. For that much he is believed. Because once we have the yibum to take place, havada the yavam now also takes over all the meisiz nechasim. Why? Heim darshu medrash ksuba, just like the chum and like Vesham and the Mishnah darshan, what it says inside the ksuba, is onu la nidras medrash Torah? Shouldn't we darshan what it says in the Torah? Like it's not from the pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, Yoko Mashem Achiv, Omer Rachmona. Vare kum, the mitzvah yibam is that whenever you are miyabim, you marry your sister in law, when your brother died and you marry his wife, the Torah says, Yokum, you come over. That means you take over his nachla. So the Meister over here, we believe there enough to say there is a Mitzvah Yibum. Now that the Yavim has the right to be Miyabimo, Avad and Avadi takes over the Nechosim. He yashins the Meisters, his brothers Nechosim, go to him. Omar Rav Nachman said, Boyes le Bezdin, she comes to Bezdin. For Yomer she says, Meis Baili, that my husband died. He tiruni li nosei, give me heter, I want to be able to get married now. Like the Mishnah of Mishnah said before, and Isha comes and tells Bezdin, you should know, I know my husband died, and she says, give me a heter, I want to get married. So halacha is, ma'atira noisle nosre, v'noisim loksubosa. And Echnami, we do both things to her. We believe her, we trust her. We say, true, we give you a heter to get married. And once you're allowed to get married, like it says in the Medrash Ksuba, in the Ksuba, that you collect your Ksuba also. What about, she says like this, tunuli ksubosi. She comes to Bezdin, doesn't say a word, that she says the husband died. But you know what she wants with it now? She wants to collect the ksuba. That's all she says. It's tenu li ksubasi. So then we say, the din is, af li nosei ematiru nosei. We do not even give her heter to get married. In other words, if she says that her husband died for the purpose to collect the ksuba, we're afraid that really she's lying. And the main thing she wants those honor to collect the money. Therefore, we don't believe her. She only says right away, give me the ksuba. We talk and don't believe her for that. My time, what's the reason? The reason why she's coming to complain right now is because she wants to collect the ksuba. That's why. So therefore we don't believe her. So Rashi says, in other words, her rikka kavona to come now is to get the ksuba. Rashi is better. Lav dafku, we're afraid she's lying. But if she's coming for the ksuba, so the ikah she wants to be believed for is the din of mumnis, but now we say, no, we don't believe you. For din of mumnis, you have to wait. But Iboilu, I have a question like this. What about she says both? She says that tiruni li nasa tenubi ksubasi. Mao. She asks for both. She comes and tells Bezin, true, my husband died. I want to have a heter to get married, but I also want to collect my ksuba. So once Variskivan, the Yom Ksuba died to the Ksuba, so since she's asking for the Ksuba, maybe that's the main thing she wants. And since the main thing she wants is Dinim Omnis, we don't believe you need to aid him. I do maybe no. Komilid Yisle Linish or Malhu Lebedina. Anything that a person has to say, he says those things out to Bezin. In other words, true, she wants to get married, that's the main thing. But she also knows she has the right to get a Ksuba. So there's nothing wrong, the fact she mentioned the Ksuba also. Like a person says everything out to Bezdin. But not that the Pshat, the main thing she's coming for now is for the Ksuba. She's coming for the heter to get married. The Rashi says though, call me the Dinshi. But Viyikr, what's the main purpose she's coming for still? Adai to the Suyunasoi. The main thing she's coming for is to get a heter to get married. And therefore the Svar is Vesharin in law, we give her heter. Now, once we give her heter, the Merle, we dash in what it says in the Ksuba, that she collects the Ksuba. Now, V.M. Tibson, the Gemara says, just the girls to say that, that Komilu Vistalianish Amalulu Beidina, that yes, Anisha has the right to say both things, so still she gets both. What about she says, Tanuli Ksubosi, Vetiruni Lidosi? Let's say she talks about the Ksuba first, and then she says, give me a heter to get married. Mao. What do we say in this case? Hochavadi Adada the Ksuba Soi. Is it the svara that the ikka, the main thing she's coming for is to ask for the ksuba? That's why she's mentioned the word ksuba first. And then the svara is, no, we don't believe her. That since the main thing you want is money, money we have to wait, and we can't believe in Eidechot. Or do my neg is still not. Hoyo v'lo yoda b'may mishtar yitekum. Like she, ikka, is to get married. But she just doesn't know what's the main thing she's getting married. She doesn't know what's the heta, what's the main heta she has. Is the heta mainly because she says, like, the husband died, and Stam, I want a heter, or maybe she thinks that she needs the ksuba for the heter. So the reason why she's asking the ksuba first, it could be she's making a mistake and she thinks that that's part of the heter. But really, the main thing she wants is to get a heter to get married. And if that's what she's coming for, Mishra Miguna, Akila, Barabodan, Barabodan, believed in it, believed her. Sister Barabodan, Bateku. When she mentions the ksuba first and then the nesuyin, what does she really mean to ask for? If she really means to ask for the money, she won't be believed. But if she really means to ask to get married, that's mishumiguna akilu barabonim. Now the Mishnah says, ha'akil nemonim lida. We said before, neidechot is nemon to say that your wife, your husband died. So anybody is nemon, any eidechot, even Anisha is nemon to come and say, I saw your husband died. Ha'akil nemonim, everybody is believed. Leida to say edus to her that her husband died. Chutz, who's not? Mechamaisa, her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law doesn't like her. We have to be afraid the mother-in-law is going to lie that to get her into trouble. So the mother-in-law, you can't leave. Ubas chamaisai, the daughter of the mother-in-law. She also, like, listens to a mother that starts to hate the daughter-in-law, and therefore we're afraid she'll only cause problems. That she'll say the husband died, that she'll live with somebody else, and then she'll be also to her own son. But usually the mother-in-law doesn't like the daughter-in-law. So Adin, the Bas Chamois also is influenced by the mother, she's also not Neman. Fitzarasa, if the man had two wives, so if one wife comes and tells the other one, I saw the way her husband died, you can't believe her. Because again, she's doing it in order that the second wife should get married to somebody else, and be also on the first wife, the first husband. So if it's Sarah, the second wife, tells the first wife, I saw the way her husband died, you can't trust her. Who Adin Viavimta, the sister-in-law. The sister-in-law also wants to get her into trouble. So therefore, we can't leave a sister-in-law either. In other words, if the brother-in-law's wife, you can't leave her. Yivimta. Trashi, Yivimta means Eishes Yivama. The time of the Kulu of Eishesayni Yosai. The reason of all these things is they hate her. And therefore, they want to be Mekal Karunas for her. That they'll say that the husband died, so that she'll get married to another man. And then when the husband comes back, she'll be Taitzim Mizem Mizem. So therefore, we can't believe them. Who would then obey Obas Bala? If a husband had a daughter, so the daughter also, Mustana, hates the new wife that the father married, so therefore she'll also want to get her into problems. So therefore the daughter of your husband, if the daughter of the husband, it's not the mother's daughter, because the father had a daughter from another lady, and now the father got remarried. So the svara, the old daughter hates the new wife, so therefore you can't believe the daughter that says that my father died. because she's only saying it to get the mother into trouble to be also to her father. Now they get, let me say, how come by a get we believe if these people say they saw her have a get, we believe her. Mashenk, and here we don't believe her. Teretzir shak sad machich. When you come with a get, Rashi Yehovah Perek Beis the Gittin. Af anoshim shein nemenes loyim emeis baylo nemenes loyim gito. From Dina Sayom. Even though they have to say before the next, before the next, we believe them to say before the next, before the next. Aye, how come if a mother-in-law comes with a get, why do we believe her? Why don't we say she means she hates the daughter-in-law and she only wants to get her into trouble? The terrorist is because gita mechichalov. When you come with the get, the piece of paper, here we see clearly that the husband wrote the get. Here they can't make up a story. Mashiach and our Mishnah here, all they're saying is that they saw that he died, they're making up a story. So therefore, if we have a svara to say that these people hate the wife is not allowed to believe these people when they tell her that her husband died. Iboilihu, bas chameyu mahu. What's the svara of the daughter of her father-in-law? What's going to be there? If I say her father-in-law is Neman, what about the daughter of her father-in-law? So Drashi, shein bas chameyu mahu. It's not the daughter of the mother-in-law. It's only the daughter of the father-in-law. Mahu. Time of the bas chamoisai. You know why the daughter of the mother-in-law is not believed? Mishum diika ema the sanyala, because the mother-in-law, her mother, hates the daughter-in-law. Therefore, the daughter of the mother-in-law takes after her mother and is also going to come to hate to learn to hate the daughter-in-law. So he nami sanyala. Here also it's a svara that the daughter of the father-in-law also learns from the mother. No. Is he nami sanila? No, forget. Since the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, that's why her daughter will also hate the daughter-in-law. But v'hoch over here, the daughter of the father-in-law, leko aim with the sanila. The daughter of the father-in-law, she doesn't care about the mother-in-law. It's not her mother. So she doesn't learn from that wife. So therefore, she's not going to come to hate her. So therefore, the daughter of the father-in-law should be believed. Because the father-in-law, we don't say hates the daughter-in-law. Her father-in-law likes the daughter-in-law. I do, and maybe no time with the bas chamoisa. So you know why we don't believe the daughter of the mother-in-law? The amra kochlo ligersoni the ima. That why? Because she says he's like she's eating up the savings of my mother. Trash ligersoni means like yigi imai sheyaviya liavi mi beisaviya. In other words, all that the mother has, the daughter-in-law eats it up now. That's why the daughter hates the daughter-in-law. So the mar hachinami. Here also, the daughter of the father-in-law is also going to come to hate the daughter-in-law. Because she's going to have complaints to say that this daughter-in-law is eating up the savings of my father. So therefore, that's the svara that the daughter doesn't like. The way the daughter-in-law eats up the savings of the mother or the father, it applies both ways. So therefore, it could be that the daughter of the father-in-law is also going to come to hate the daughter-in-law. So Toshima, come in here. Says now Mishnah, Kol Nemonim Lida. Now Mishnah, Sama Praisa, that everybody is believed to be made to say that we saw the way your husband died. Chutz Michamesh Michamish Nosim. Chutz from five. Now, we in Isa, we hold the daughter of the father in law, Zosana Nemon, Shishavin. Here the Praisa says clearly five. If there's a six, they should have said six. Tzmura says no. Maybe Dilma Taima the Bascha Moisa the Yarma Klochla Gersoni the Benathia. So maybe the svara of the daughter of the mother-in-law is that she's angry the way she's eating up the savings. So then the svara is, loishna bascha moisov, loishna bascha miya. Maybe it's like one. I mean, the Mishnah shouldn't count like two cases, the daughter of the mother-in-law and the daughter of the father-in-law. They're both the exact same svara. So the Mishnah calls both of them like one case. The svara is that this daughter is jealous the way the other daughter-in-law is eating up the savings. So that's why she wants to get her into problems. So it won't make a difference if she's a daughter of the mother-in-law or a daughter of the father-in-law. For the Marai Banantnan, we learned Chutz Mishevanoshim. We learned excluding seven. And here we only learned five. And the Marai, he, Rabbi Yehudi, this that says seven goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's none. Rabbi Yehudi, Moisif, Av, Eshes, Av. Even the wife of the father is also not Neman. Even though it's not the real mother-in-law, but the wife of the father is also not Neman. V'yakala. And if you have what a kala, the daughter-in-law, the other daughter-in-law is also not Neman. Omrulai, Eishes Av, and the Chum say back no. Eishes Av, the father's wife. Hareyu Bechlal, Basabal. That's the same svara, the daughter of the Baal. Same svara. And Kalo, Hareyu Bechlal Chamoisa. that his daughter-in-law is a sentinel at the mother-in-law. It's supposed to say svara, why they're jealous. Yehuda says, no, you count it for two different people. Bishlei mechamoiso, bishlei with the mother-in-law, sanyalo, lekalo, the mother-in-law doesn't like the daughter-in-law, the yomro, kochlo, legirsoni, that she says she's eating up all my savings, like I have a lot of money, I want it for my son, and she's eating it all up. That's why your mother-in-law doesn't like the daughter-in-law. Elakala mashenkin, the other daughter-in-law, the kala, my time is sanyalo, why should she hate? Forget, a daughter-in-law is not meant to say this to a mother-in-law. Why? I mean, this doesn't follow. A mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, that we understand. But why should the daughter-in-law, the kala here means the daughter-in-law can't say this to the mother-in-law. The daughter-in-law can't go to the mother-in-law and say, I saw your husband die. Now, why not? El kala, my time is something like my son. Why does a daughter-in-law hate her mother-in-law? Bishleim abasaba, bishleim with the daughter of your husband, disanyelishes af, that he doesn't like the wife, the new wife of your father. She doesn't like the new wife of her father. Therefore, the daughter of the husband is not never to tell his mother, not her mother, stepmother, that her husband died, because the daughter of the husband hates her stepmother. The yom rokochla, the grisoni again, the aim. That she's eating up what was saved from my mother, she's eating up now. So she doesn't like the way the father had a new mother, a new wife. Ela Eshav, my time was Sani Labasabal, but watch what's the svara, the wife of the father should hate the Basabal. Why should he hate the daughter of the husband? So they shouldn't hate the Taka. See, so in the Chama they don't hate one another there. So the Taka they should be Neman. Says so, Elamai Moisef, what's of you? There's two things that he's adding. Elamai Moisef Tarti. He's adding two things. Elakala, my time, the son of Moisef. It's like this. What does the daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? The Megala Libno called the Avda. She tells to her son everything that she does. Is Eshes Avnami. The father, the wife of your father, also son of the Basabal. Doesn't like the daughter of the Baal. The Megala Levia called the Avda. She also tells over to the father everything she does. Rabbanan's svara is no. Kemayim aponim aponim, kein leiv adam liyodim. The same way you act to her, she acts back to you. If you have you, the Hebrew Divrei Torah, that's only going to Divrei Torah. And Amar Rav Adam, Aravi, boy, my Rava. Alright, I'm going to stop here.
Alright, we'll go over again the last Gemara again on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, the Mishnah will go over again. The Mishnah says, what hakil nemonim, Loido chutz mechamoisai, that everybody is nemo to tell a wife that your husband died, excluding the mother-in-law, ubas chamoisai, the mother-in-law's daughter, vitsaroso, is the second wife. If there were two wives to the same husband, so one wife can't tell the second wife, you should know, I know the husband died. Vivimtoi, or else the brother, the sister-in-law, or else the bas baila, the daughter of a husband. Now the reason is, like Rashi says in the Gemara, they were afraid these people hate the other ones, so they're going to lie to get her into problems. That they'll tell the wife your husband died, in order that she'll get married to somebody else, and she'll remain usher on her husband. So that the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, she wants her daughter-in-law to be usher to her son, therefore the mother-in-law will lie. So that's what we're afraid about. Then the Mishnah says, Ma ben get la misa, how come by a get halacha is these ladies are kosher? The Teretz is akshav machiach. If you come with a get, the ksav is machiach, that's true. But if you just come with a statement that we saw the way your husband died, then we're afraid they're lying. Machma sinna, because they hate them, we're afraid they'll lie and get them into trouble. We have a question like this. Bas chamiya, what's going to be the loch of the daughter of your father-in-law? Because the Mishnah says that your mother-in-law and her daughter can't say this for you that your husband died. What about now the daughter of your father-in-law? In other words, it's the daughter not from the mother-in-law, from a different mother. But she's the daughter of your father-in-law. Now, is she believed or not to tell you that your husband died? Taima de Bas Chamoisa, why don't we believe the daughter of the mother-in-law, Mishum de Ikaima, Tisanyalo? Because we know the mother-in-law usually hates the daughter-in-law. Semele Hinami Sanyalo. Therefore, the daughter takes after her mother, and she's going to hate the daughter-in-law. But v'hocha, in our case here, the daughter of the father-in-law, leka, you don't have that. Leki madasanyalo. The father-in-law doesn't hate his daughter-in-law. So Mela, the daughter has nobody to learn from, she won't hate her, therefore she should be believed. Or Dilma, maybe, Taima de Bascha Moisei, what's the reason why the daughter of your mother-in-law is not believed? The Yomra, because the daughter is going to say that she doesn't like the sister-in-law. Why? Because Ka'ochlo Ligursarni Dima, she's like eating up the savings of my mother. In other words, the daughter-in-law, like, eats the food, takes away the money from the mother-in-law. So that's why the daughter-in-law, that's why the daughter doesn't like her. So here also they have the same sphere. Then Hachanami, Komra, the daughter of the father-in-law is going to say, Ka'och ochla legrisoni devein asya, that I don't like this daughter-in-law. You know why? Because she's eating up the money of my father. Well, my father mistam supports his son, and then the wife eats up the money, so that's why a reason why this daughter also doesn't like the daughter-in-law. That's the shayla. What's the loch of a daughter of your father-in-law? Could she come and say this to the daughter-in-law that your husband died? So Tosh Shema, come and bring your proof. It says now Mishnah, anybody is allowed to come and tell Edis to a wife that we saw the way your husband died. Chutz Michomish Noshim. Six are not allowed to. Like it says now Mishnah. Chutz Michomish. Five. Five Noshim are not allowed to. Like it says now Mishnah. The mother-in-law, the daughter of the mother-in-law, because we're afraid they hate her and they'll lie. Now, if you want to tell me that the daughter of the father-in-law is also awesome, if so, she's seven. There should have been six noshim. How come it only says five? Zumar says that's not a kasha. Dilma taima de bascha moisoi. What's the reason why the daughter of the mother-in-law is not believed? The yomra, because she says she hates the daughter-in-law, because ka'ochlo ligrusoni devein asya. Or the ve'ima should be that the daughter of the mother-in-law doesn't like the sister-in-law because she eats up all the savings of the mother. So that's the svara, then loishino bascha moisa, for loishino bascha mia. There shouldn't be any difference. If it's the daughter of the mother-in-law, or the daughter of the father-in-law, this daughter is jealous of the wife of the son, of the sister-in-law. Because she feels that the wife is eating up all the savings of the parents. So therefore, the Mishnah only, with the Brisa says five, but the daughter of the mother-in-law and the father-in-law is like the exact same count. So maybe the daughter of the father-in-law also is not believed, and it's included in five. For the Gemara Stamikasha, for your nan tanan chutz mi sheva noshim, we learn excluding seven ladies are not neman to say to a wife that your husband died. Not only five, but seven. So Gemara says that he Rav Yehudi. I tell you, this Brisa goes according to Rav Yehudi Shita. That's now we learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda, Meister Rabbi Yehuda adds on, Af Eishes Av, Rabbi Yehuda adds on to our Mishnah, even the wife of your father, of the father, Eishes Av. In other words, if the wife of the father, not the mother of the son, but the wife of the father, can say this to the daughter-in-law that her husband died, that the son of a husband died, she's not Neman. Who are then Viakala? A daughter-in-law can't tell the mother-in-law that your husband died. A daughter-in-law can't tell a mother-in-law that a father-in-law died. This also we don't believe. Viakala. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. These two are also not neman. Omruloi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Eishes av harei bichlal basabal. That you're telling me now, that Eishes av, the wife of the father, even though it's not the son's mother, can't say Edis to the daughter-in-law, that's Bechlal Basabal. That's the exact same Svara. Why isn't the daughter of the father Neman the same Svara? Because the daughter of the father doesn't like the way the daughter-in-law is eating up her money. So the same Svara applies here also. The wife of the father now doesn't like the way the daughter-in-law is taking away all the father's money. So the new wife now doesn't like her daughter-in-law, her stepdaughter. Because she feels that she's eating up the money from her husband. I want the money better. But the same svar. Kala, the Chum said the same svar with the daughter-in-law also. The daughter-in-law, harei v'chlal chamoisa, it's the same svar as the mother-in-law. That we'll soon see, he holds, the same way the mother-in-law hates the daughter-in-law, the same way the daughter-in-law hates back the mother-in-law. And the pasuk says, kama yim aponim l'ponim. Same way you look at me, I look back at you. You don't like me, I don't like you either. The Milvah Svara, the daughter-in-law, does not like the mother-in-law either. Doesn't like her either. But the Chum said, that's Bechlal, the mother-in-law. So you don't have to say another two Noshim. These two are Bechlal, what it says in the five. Rabbi Yehuda,
Why does the Rebbe just say these two are special? Like, why is the daughter-in-law different than the mother-in-law? So like this. I understand why the mother-in-law son-in-law lekal. I understand why the mother-in-law, the shviga, hates the daughter-in-law. The yarma, because she complains. Kochlo lirgrisoni, she's eating off my savings. Like, I want to give my savings to my son, and I don't like the way the wife is taking it away. I don't like to my daughter-in-law. Elakala, but the daughter-in-law, my time is son like my son. For what reason? Why should she hate the mother-in-law? What's wrong? Why should the daughter-in-law not like the mother-in-law? So therefore, you just said the two different svaras. If I would only know the mother-in-law, I would not know the opposite, that the daughter-in-law can't say this to the mother-in-law. I wouldn't know it. And the same thing also. I understand why the Mishnah says the daughter of the husband can't say this. No, not the Mishnah. That's good, Rabbi Yehuda. Well, he says that Bas Habal, the son of Yeshasav, the young Kochlo, the son of the Ain. I understand why the Bas Habal can't say, because she hates the Yeshasav. Why? Because she feels that the father, the new wife, is taking away the money from my father-in-law. And she'd rather, from my father, and she would rather have the money. So therefore, the old daughter doesn't like the new wife of her father. Because the new wife is eating up the money. But what's the story the other way? Why shouldn't the new wife of the father, my time is son of Basabal, why shouldn't he like the daughter? What does she care? So therefore, view this holds, they're two different svaras. Since they're different svaras, that's why he calls it separate cases. He calls seven ladies. For the Moriella, my most of time, he adds on too, but the reason is why? For the Moriella, Kala, my time is son of Basabal, then what's the reason, Taka? Why do you say the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law? For what? The Teretz says, the Megala Levno called the Avda. The daughter-in-law does not like the mother-in-law because the mother-in-law calls and speaks to her son and tells the son everything that his wife is doing. The mother-in-law doesn't like the daughter-in-law. So the mother-in-law wants to get the daughter-in-law in trouble. So the mother-in-law goes to the son and tells the son all what his wife is doing. So therefore the wife doesn't like the mother-in-law. So that's why the daughter-in-law doesn't like the mother-in-law. Fighter, Eishas Av, the new wife of the father, Nami Sana Labasabal, the new wife of the father doesn't like the daughter that the father had from a different wife. Why? The Megala Lavia called the Avda, the same thing. The daughter of the father tells her father all what the new mother is doing. So Mela, the mother, the new mother doesn't like the old daughter. Because the daughter tells to the father that the daughter doesn't like the new mother, because the daughter feels the new mother is eating up the money. Who wants you here? I'd rather get my father's money. So therefore the daughter doesn't like the new mother. So therefore, why doesn't the mother though like the daughter? Because since the daughter doesn't like the new mother, the daughter goes to the father and tells the father all that his new wife is doing wrong. So therefore she doesn't like him. So kids, according to you, there are different svaras. That's why he calls it two separate cases. The daughter-in-law and the new mother, the new wife of the father are different svaras. That's why it's separate cases. For the more of Rabbon, what's the Rabbon and svar? Why do they say now it's all one big case? The Pasuk says, Kamayim ha'ponim l'ponim. Like when you look into a mushroom, you look into the water and look at your face, you know what you see? The same face you put in comes out. If you have a sourpuss face, it looks sourpuss. If you have a smiley face, it looks smiley. Is Cain Lev Adam Liadam the same way one heart to another heart? Kid said, you don't like the other guy, you should know, he's not going to like you back either. So therefore, that's the Rabbanan Svara, it's the same Svara. Once you say that a mother-in-law does not like the daughter-in-law, the Metzias says the daughter-in-law is not going to like the mother-in-law. You should know, that's the Metzias. You don't like me, I don't like you either. For Abiyuda, what does Abiyuda do? Abiyuda says, no, I eat the Pasik. Abiyuda, he be Divrei Torah. He's going to Divrei Torah. So Rashi learns Divrei Torah means that how much work you put into the learning, that's how much you get out of it. The more you work the learning, the more you get out of it. The less you put into learning, the less you get out of it. Another pshat Rashi says, it depends upon how the Rebbe shows his face to the Talmidim. If the Rebbe shows a nice face to his Talmidim, then the Talmidim will learn from the Rebbe. There is the same face the Rebbe gives to the Talmidim, that's how much the Talmidim will get from the Rebbe. So the Rebbe has to like learn with them with a nice face. He has to give them a nice face. Right. Omer Rav Acha Bar Avia. Boy Yibim HaRov in Eretz Yisrael declared a shah like this. Chamoiso HaBo Liacha Mikan. What's going to be your mother-in-law that's not your mother-in-law yet? but maybe she will become your mother-in-law. Ismael, is she never to tell you that your husband died or not? Mi masko adaito de mizbal, does the wife feel now that maybe your husband's going to die? For no floor kind of yavim, and then she's going to fall in front of the yavim. For Sanyalon, she's not going to like her. So chamoisa bol yachem mikan means, right now she's not your mother-in-law. Like right now you're married to one son.
Let's see Rashi.
Chamoisa says, abo b'nachem mikan mao. Im yiv mohi, if she's a daughter-in-law like, v'loy aim bala, and not the mother of your husband, the shema soifuli is chamois, maybe the end should be a chamois. How? Mina menes loyma meis balcho, v'tisiyav me lebni, oy chotzein v'inos liyachar. Shalom is though, that she comes and tells you now that your husband died. So loch is, if your husband died, there's going to be a mitzvah yibum. There'll be a mitzvah yibum, you're going to have to marry the other brother. And that's her son. So that's the shala. If it's not your mother-in-law now, but it's your mother-in-law, and it's sad that your husband died, and you're going to be miyabim, live, marry the next brother, that's her mother. It's the case we have brothers from the same father, and not from the same mother. So right now you're married to your wife, so the wife, the mother of this son, is not the same mother. So Mela, the other mother is not your mother-in-law yet. But are we afraid if that mother says that your son, your husband died, because she knows that now you're going to marry her son, and now she's going to become now your mother-in-law, and she's going to hate you. So since she eventually is going to hate you, maybe she thinks about this, and she hates you right now, so therefore she wants to get you into trouble right now. Now she doesn't want you to make yibum. So she'll tell you your husband died, really he didn't die, and you become a slave, you become us. Are we afraid of this or not? How far does the mother-in-law think? Does the mother-in-law think that maybe you will become my daughter-in-law? So I should start to hate you right now. Does she think that bit or not? Finally, I lie. Maybe not. Maybe don't say so far.